AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Russian President Vladimir Putin says today's missile attacks on Ukraine's cities was in retaliation for what he calls Ukraine's terrorist actions, including bombing a bridge he had built from Russia to Crimea after illegally annexing the Ukrainian province. Ukraine's UN Ambassador Sergei Kozlitsyna.
By launching missile attacks on civilians, sleeping in their homes or rushing to work, children going to schools, Russia has proven once again that it is a terrorist state that must be deterred.
In Florida, the major search for victims of Hurricane Ian has ended. Governor Ron DeSantis.
There's been over 2,500 rescues done. Over 1,000 search and rescue personnel have gone door to door. They've done 108,000 structures.
Survivors face a long road to recovery.
I've never seen such destruction in my life.
Susan Colby, one of many who have seen their mobile homes destroyed in Fort Myers.
I'm 86 years old and I'm homeless. It's just crazy. I mean, never in my life did I dream wouldn't have a home.
The wife of the governor of California has a role in a Me Too trial that started today. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
Jennifer Newsom is a documentary filmmaker and actor, and she will be among the women who will be testifying against Harvey Weinstein at his rape and sexual assault trial. A statement from her attorney says, like many other women, my client was sexually assaulted by Harvey Weinstein at a purported business meeting that turned out to be a trap. The attorney, Elizabeth Fagan, says Newsom will testify to seek justice for other survivors of sexual assault. It's the latest twist in a saga that has seen Weinstein go from being a top player in Hollywood to a federal prisoner after his conviction on rape and assault charges in New York. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
This is AP News. The chances of a railroad strike increase. Here's the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The third largest railroad union in the United States has rejected a deal with employers, renewing the possibility of a potential strike, although both sides will be returning to the bargaining table. Over half of the track maintenance workers represented by the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Ways Employees Division, who voted, opposed the five-year contract despite 24% raises and $5,000 in bonuses. Union President Tony Cardwell says the railroad did not do enough to address the lack of paid time off, particularly sick time, and working conditions after the major railroads eliminated nearly a third of their jobs over the past 6 years. The group that represents the railroads say they are disappointed the union rejected the agreement, but emphasize that no immediate threat of a strike exists because the union agreed to keep working for now. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Small losses on Wall Street, the Dow off 93 points. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.